Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach for Sydney Running Festival Week 2019. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. I wanted to talk to you today about what to do after you've run a marathon or a half marathon, how quickly you can get back into training, and really a little bit more about sort of some long-term planning for your training. If you take a long-term approach for your training, whatever distance that you're running, whether it be 5 and 10 Ks or half marathon and marathons or beyond, you're going to get better results. Each training cycle builds on the last training cycle, and then each cycle should be focusing on improving a particular aspect of your fitness, but you still obviously need to keep your overall goal in mind. So if you finish, say, the half marathon on Sunday and your goal is then to run a faster half marathon, you want to be doing some different kinds of training just to freshen up a little bit before you really sort of start hitting that next half marathon goal. It's all distance running. Each race distance does require your training to focus on like a specific set of physical demands. There's obviously quite a lot of overlap, but focusing on specific distances in different phases of your training cycle will really help you get better over your goal distance. And those training cycles, really, if you can plan 12 to 24 months in advance, that's probably the best way to go about it. So how do you actually plan long-term, say, for a half marathon? Whenever you've run a big race, I'll be putting some kind of recovery period into your training program, so you don't really have to worry so much about what you're doing, but it's just a good idea to be thinking long-term. So immediately after your race, say if you're doing the marathon or the half marathon on Sunday, for example, you're going to have somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks of a recovery period. Now, that doesn't mean you don't do anything in that time, but it's going to be lighter training. Just gives you some time to freshen up. Probably if you've run the marathon, it's going to be 3 or 4 days without any training at all. Maybe, you know, a little bit of a walk, a bit of a wallow in a pool, something like that. But it's not going to be anything too strenuous at all. Then for sort of the continuing on 4 weeks, it's going to be reasonably light training as well. Same largely with the half marathon, depending on what your goals might be for the sort of the upcoming 3 or 4 months. So then after that recovery period, you might do about 8 to 12 weeks of speed work, so 5K and 10K racing, or even just some 3 and 5K time trials if you don't want to do any races, or a couple of park runs, something like that. And then after that, you probably, if you're wanting to do another half marathon, for example, you might build into, say, 12 to 6 weeks of specific half marathon training leading up to your next race. And then after that, of course, again, you'll have 4 weeks of recovery. And after that, you'd be looking at, say, 8 to 12 weeks of either base training or speed training. So whichever you need most. If say, for example, your 5K time is a pretty slick time and it doesn't really equate to what you're doing for the half marathon, we'd probably concentrate more on some longer distance training, some longer efforts of, you know, maybe sort of 5K efforts, that sort of thing. And then after that, maybe do a little bit of speed training again. So you can see how each of these cycles is building one on top of the other. With a marathon, if you've really raced a marathon hard, you might even have up to about 2 months of recovery from that. And as I say, recovery is not sitting around doing nothing. It's still just, you know, some general fitness, some running, a bit of hill sprints maybe, some resistance training, maybe even dropping a bit of swimming and cycling, just something to freshen up a little bit. Then, probably sort of six weeks afterwards, you'd maybe start like a 6 to 10 week actual speed training phase, and again race a few 5Ks or maybe some 10Ks, and then slowly begin building up your mileage again. Then after that, like maybe do a half marathon. You might do sort of a 12-week half marathon build up, get a bit of racing experience there, or you might do some 10K racing if a half marathon is actually still a bit of a stretch for you, because you want to do a few races that are long-ish, but not that are going to, you know, require a huge amount of recovery from you. So then after that, you know, like a sort of 3 month half marathon build up. You do your half marathon, have a little bit of recovery, then 4 to 6 weeks of speed training into doing a 5 or 10K race. And then after that, 4 or 5 month build up into your next marathon. So you can see that, like to fit all that in, you need to have a quite a long-term plan for your running. So now's a really good time of year to actually be planning out your running for the next 12 to 18 months at least, if not 2 years, because there's not a lot of racing going on, and it's just a great time to take stock. Before you know it, Christmas will be upon us. It'll be New Year. You'll be setting all these New Year's resolutions, but why not set your resolution now? And you're going to be far closer to getting to where you want to go if you start thinking about it now, because it's just tend to overtake us in this last part of the year. And before you know it, it's going to be January, February, and it's going to be racing season again. You won't really have a plan in place. So to get faster over a long period of time, you need to get a good plan in place. It's going to get you faster. It's going to help with injury prevention. And it's just going to make you enjoy your running a lot more. So good luck to everyone who is running this weekend. I know we have quite a lot of people. I won't give you all a shout out like Romper Room. Can't wait to hear how you all go. Bye.